And I have got my job at my first placement school, partway through my PGCE. It was so this was my first placement school. I then applied for this job at my first placement school, while I was on my second placement. So some top tips for interview. Firstly, when it comes to preparing for the more formal interview side of things, I would say make sure that you know about the school in terms of its values and ethos, and try to link your own personal values and ethos with the school's. So, for example, my school is huge on extracurricular activities, so I made sure to bring in any extracurricular things that I felt were important to me in my life, and link them to the school and why I would be a good fit in the school. And for all of the interviews I went to, even the ones that I was pretty certain that that school wouldn't be for me, or location-wise, it wasn't what I necessarily where I wanted to be, I still made sure that I was linking my own my way, my ethos with the schools, just so I was making sure that I was hitting kind of their tick boxes. As for the interview lesson. Sorry. As for the interview lesson, I would just make sure that you're being really yourself. You're being light. You're lively. You bring some life into the room. I would also really try and include some culture as well in any way, shape, or form, and also relate your lesson as much as you can to the current context of the school. So, for example, my brief was, like location, how to talk about where you live, nearby surroundings, in French for about year seven level. I thought, okay, I've done that before. I thought it was a little bit dry, to be honest. I thought, oh, this is quite tricky to bring in some any element of culture or relevance to this class. But what I did is I looked at the nearby town, which was Trowbridge, not somewhere that I know particularly well, but that's the town where most of the children will live, and I taught the different facilities, different nearby surroundings, the pool, the local leisure centre that is, the park, the local cinema, and I actually had photos of those things in Trowbridge, included in my PowerPoints, and that was highly valued and commented on when I then got into my interview. They really liked that I'd brought in real life scenarios and examples into the lesson. Hope this helps, and good luck to everyone applying for jobs this year. I also just wanted to add, also take the interview, the formal interview, as a chance to talk about your passion and your interest in languages. I particularly thought that one thing I was really proud of in my interviews was how I linked language learning as a whole and our whole purpose of being language teachers to the ethos of essentially all of the schools that I interviewed for. So most schools will have something in their ethos about they aim to create all-round individuals, all-round young people who are tolerant and accepting and will contribute to society in a positive way. Most schools will have something like that. And I linked that to language learning directly, talking about how actually language learning, in our classes, we are teaching acceptance, tolerance, and just an awareness of others right from day one, right from the first second they step foot into our classroom. And I really like to think that helped me stand out in my interviews, because that helped first show that I was interested and I knew about the school and its values, but also I'm linking it directly to language learning, the whole purpose why I was there. And yeah, I would really recommend doing that in your interviews.